So Baruch Hashem, we're back in Beis Medrash. Last week we didn't have a shiur because it was a Yom Tzayim, it was a fast day. Next week, to my dismay, we won't have a shiur because I will be in America. 2 weeks from now, we won't have a shiur because that'll be Motzei Tisha B'Av. So the next shiur, to my dismay, will be a long way off. It'll be Beis Hashem Rosh Chodesh El. So you'll have some time to recuperate from these shiurim. And Baruch Hashem, Koyeten Hashem v'Koyesef. We should all be zeicha lahagdol Torah uladira for many, many wonderful years to come. So the shiur today will deal with in Yonah D'Yoyme, with Dinei Atzaymus, with Hilchas Tisha B'Av, especially with Tisha B'Av Nidche. But before we start learning today, today's shiur is dedicated L'Ilui Lishmas Harav Simcha Tzvi Ben Harav Reb Mordechai. Shianuach v'sholem amashkova. He should be a melech tzioisha for his wonderful family, and we should all know simchas and nachas. So we are in the midst of the 3 weeks, starting off with Shavuos v'Tammuz and culminating with Tisha B'Av, and these are 3 weeks of tzar v'evel. Tzoyim ha-revi v'tzoyim ha-chamishi, tzoyim ha-shvi v'tzoyim ha-asiri, as the Navi specifies in Zechariyahu. Those are the Dalet Tzoyimis that are all associated with Churban Beis Mikdoshenu v'Sifarteinu. What is the status of the Dalet Tzoyimis v'Zman Hazeh? That is a fascinating question, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesomet Bey, says, B'Zman Melchomo Tzoyim, B'Zman Sholoim Simcho. Because the Gemara deals with the very same pasuk I quoted just a moment before. Tzoyim ha-revi, tzoyim ha-chamishi, tzoyim ha-shvi, tzoyim ha-siri, yele beisis ola sosan ola simcha. Korele tzoyim, korele simcha. So the Gemara says, bizman melchom tzoyim, bizman sholom simcha, bizman she'en ay sholom, veloy melchom rotzo mis'anim, rotzo eino mis'anim. The Gemara asks, does that rule apply to Tisha B'Av as well? And the Gemara says, no, Tisha B'Av is different. Mishum shetochavu boitzoris. Tisha B'Av, there were many more tragedies than in any other day of the year. Ba'is Rishon, Ba'is Sheni, both were destroyed in Tisha B'Av, and therefore Tisha B'Av is different. So obviously what we see from this Gemara, Tisha B'Av is Tkonas Nevi'im. And the status in Tisha B'Av does not change. It does not depend whether it's as Zman Melchom or as Zman Sholoim. But the other fast days, the other three, Bizman Melchom O Tzoyim, Bizman Sholoim Simcho, Bizman She'eino Lo Melchom Veloy Sholoim Rotzo Misanim, Rotzo Eino Misanim. So what about those Tzoyimis today? Is that only a Minag? Kiblu Al Atzmam? Does that have the level of stringency of Gzeres Nevi'im? After all, the Dalet Tzoyimis are found in the Novi Zechariah. It is defined by Chazal as Divrei Kabbalah. So, how do we define our days? And are the Tzoyimis today Minag or Takon? So the Rambam, Perikei Hilchis Tanyos. I would appreciate if I could have it, Rambam. I'm sorry that I'm sometimes matriach people, but it's about time we learn where Svurim are in this Beis Medrash. So the Rambam Zmanim, Perikei of Hilchis Tanyos. The Rambam is a very choshev Rambam, Alpimusa, Rambam Zmanim. And if that Rambam has two Zmanims, then it's Zmanim Beis. Some prints have two Zmanim. So at Perikei of Hilchis Manim, just bring me the number and I'll find it. It doesn't say Zmanim?
No.
Then probably Chelek Aleph. Hopefully. Well, no, this is not. It's not the right one. Chelek Beis, because this one includes Sefer HaMitzvos, which takes, yeah, this is it. So the Rambam, at the very end of Sefer Zmanim, Perek Hei. Yesham yamim shekol yisrael misanim behem epnei atzorei she'iru behem ve'elu hen. And the Rambam starts Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei Shabon Neira Gedalia Ben Achikam V'nich Beiske Cheles Yisrael Hanish Oro Asir B'Teves Shabo Yisomach Melech Bova Nebuch Netzar Al Yerushalayim Shabo Sabetamiz Chamishe Dvorim Ir'u Bo V'Tishabov Arbas Yomei Atzoymes U'Elo Hareya Mefuroshin B'Kabola. So the Rambam says these 4 days of fasting and mourning are specified b'Kabbalah, Hareya Meforoshim b'Kabbalah, and he quotes the Pesuk in Zechariah, Tzom Ravi v'Tzom Chamishi Tzom Ashvi v'Tzom Asiri. V'nahagu kol Yisrael b'zmanam elu l'his'anois, the Magad Mishnah says, is a divrei Kabbalah, then why does he say v'nahagu kol Yisrael l'his'anois? So the Mazal Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Because bizman she'ein loy sholim veloy melchama, then rotzu misanim, rotzu eina misanim. So even though these tzaymis are mentioned be'kabbalah in the Navi, but ultimately it is about nahagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lehis anus. That is what the Magad Mishnah says. But the question is still relevant. So what is the chumrah? So the Rambam says, yes, these tzaymis are mentioned in Kabbalah, in Divrei HaNavi, v'nahagu kol Yisrael b'zmanem elu lehis anois, but is the status just minag, or is the status Divrei Kabbalah? The Torah has a different formulation, a very interesting one, and a siman tov kuf nun v'divrei HaTorah. It seems to be a great chiddush, but the nisuach of the Torah is interesting. Parech b'gemora, kora leitzoyim v'koren leisosoyim, u'mishane rev popem, bezman di kesholoyim v'lekeshmad, kigon shabeis ha-migdash kaim sosoyim, bezman di kesholoyim v'lekesholoyim tzoyim, v'hu idno, in our days, d'lekesholoyim v'lekeshmad, rotzo mesanim, rotzeinu mesanim, pirush, d'lekesholoyim, shabayis chorev, ולכשמד במוקם ידוע בישראל רוצו רוי בישראל וסכימו להם שרוי לסען עשה מסענים רוצו רוי בישראל מסענים והוא עידן רוצו ונהגו לסענויס לפיכך עושר לפרויץ גדר וכל שכמדורס הלולו שבא ונוסענו ישמד ויין שלום הלכך הכל חייב לסענויס מדברי קבולה ומתקונס נביאים. And this seems to be a contradiction. He explains at great length in our days. You know, it's no מלחמה, no שלום, והוא עידנו רוצו ונהגו לסענויס, עושה לפרויץ גדר, וכל שכם בדוירס הלולו, אין שולם הלכך, הכל חוב נסענס מדברי קבולה, הוא מתקונס נביאים. So is it minig? Is it תקונס נביאים? So the Torah writes, who idno, it is a time of שמד. And maybe that is why הכל חיוב נסענס מדברי קבולה, הוא מתקונס נביאים. But I think what the Torah is really trying to explain, Achshav nahagu hakol oisanes tanes elu, varein choivo al kol Yisrael. The lashon of the Torah, Hilko hakol chayoven asanes medivre kabbalah mitkones neviim, is the lashon of the Ramban in Toiras Ha'odom. So, I think that, yes, it does depend on the Kabbalah. Aval mishikiblu, it once again goes back to Tekonas Neviim. Because it was the Neviim at their time that stipulated, there will come a time, ein lo sholoim velo shmad, rotzu misanim. And if Klal Yisrael at that time will be mekabel the tzayim, it once again has the toikef of Takonis Neviim. It's not just a Mineg Baalm. Because that was the stipulation of the Neviim. they were the ones that instituted these days of mourning, these days of tzayim, and they weren't the one that said that in due time, Chacham Yisrael will have to decide, do they take upon themselves, upon Klal Yisrael, these tzaymis? And if they do, it once again has the tekef of Divrei Nevi'im. That is the way I understand the Torah. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. We do find various different halachas. For instance, the Torah Zohar. The Torah Zohar in Simen Tov, Kuf, Nun, Dalet. The Taz deals with Yoledes. Yoledes, Toch Shloishim Yoim, Tisha B'Av, Chayevet Betzom, Yom Kippur Chayevet Betzom, but the other Dalet Zohar is not, and the Torah Zohar, Simen Tov, Kuf, Nun, Dalet, in Siv Kotin Dalet, explains, it is Kabbalah. Lo kiblu al atzmam es atzoyim liyoledes lemeuberes lemeinikois. And therefore, in Simetov Kufnu and Dalu defined in Shechorach, uboris lemeinikois, misanas lemeshlimas betishabov, and in Yom Kippur, but not the other days. And the Torah Zohar explains, why not the other days? Because the other days is Kabbalah. Kiblu aleim, aval lo kiblu aleim lemeuberes lemeinikois uliyoledes. The Mishnah Brura there on the spot in Bialoch has a different approach, and he explains it is only Tisha B'Av that we find as the Chumras of Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is Mebe'erev from the Shkia, not only from the morning. Tisha B'Av have Chamishu Inuyim, Rechitza, Ne'ilas, a sandal. It is only Tisha B'Av that has many other Chumras of Yom Kippur, and therefore, but Tisha B'Av were Mer, Marchmer, Legabi Yishu, Me'uberes, Umeiniko, Violetus. But the approach of the Taz is other three tzoymas are Kabbalah. Kiblu aleim leis anois, aber lo kiblu aleim lahachmir bemeuboris menikois viyolois. A similar approach we find in Simen Tov Kuf Samech Zayin and Sif Aleph. Te'ima, just tasting food without swallowing, tasting food is permissible the other tzaymis besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Why is that? The Beis Yosef on the spot quotes the Rivash. Tshuvas HaRivash Shemereish Pei Zayin. The other tzoymis is all about Kabbalah. V'lo kiblu aleim lahachmir b'te'ima. Actually, the suffix is in the Gemara Brochas Daf Yud Daled. The Gemara calls it Mat Emes. And the Gemara says, Achile kiblu aleim, te'ima lo kiblu aleim. But the Gemara doesn't explain what does Kiblu Aleihem mean? Is that the Chachomim when they instituted the Tzoyim? The Rivash, quoted by the Beis Yosef and Tovkuf Samach Zayin, says in that stage in which Rotsu Mis'anim, Rotsu Eino Mis'anim, in that stage, it was all about Minag, it was all about Kabbalah. Kiblu Aleihem Achila, lo Kiblu Aleihem Te'ima. So we have already two sources in Tovkuf Nun Dalet in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tovkuf Samach Zayin in Dinei Ta'anios, in which we find that other tzaymis are more lenient than Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is Tkonas Nevi'im, and the other tzaymis are Rotsu, Eino Mis'anim, just Kabbalas, Chachmi Yisrael in a later stage. And therefore, we are makel by other tzaymis, Yiborois, Menikois, Yaldois, the other tzaymis were makel b'te'ima. Tav kuf nun siv dalet is an interesting siv. And the Shulchan Aruch says, other tzaymis, tzom gedalia, shavosa betamis, asora betavis, machrizin lifnei achag that tomorrow is a tzaym. Chutz mitisha b'av, Yom Kippur, and Tanis Esther. Well, where does Tanis Esther go together with Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur? Tanis Esther is the easiest of all the tzaymis. I don't know whether you are all aware. Tanis Esther is the only fast day that's not mentioned in the Gemara. It was obviously put into place la'achar chasimas ha'talmid at a very late stage. So Tanis Esther is the easiest of all the tzaymis. And why in this halacha does it go together with Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Tanis Esther? They do not need any hachroza. Biragro on the spot sends us to Tovkuf Samech Beis Siv Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kishegazrin Tanis Alatzibur Machrizin Mierav Atzom. Tan is yochid. Every individual has to be mekabel betvilas mincha erev atzom. But kishabezen goizim tanas alatzibur, we do not need the individual kabbalah. The hachroza in Beis Medrash, that is the kabbalat tziburit. It's a communal sign, and therefore the kabbalah is of the community. Tanis yochid, every individual has to be mekabel a day before by mincha. But kishagozlin tanis alatzibur machrizin, and that is somewhat of a kabbalah status of the tzibur. So the beer girl explains. Tisha B'av, Yom Kippur, Tanis Esther are the only three fast days that have nothing to do with Kabbalah. It is Etekonis Rishonim, has nothing to do with Kabbalah. But the other 3 days of the Dalet Tzoymis that are associated with Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Eilim Misanim, so it's like a Tanis Shigazru Ala Tzibur, and therefore we need a Kabbalah from Erev Tzoym. So we have 3 Alochas in Shechan Or, 3 different Sifim, which are based on the assumption throughout the ages, in our times, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Eina Misanim. 3 different halachas are based on the assumption that the 3 tzaymas, Shavosa Batamis, Asura Batavis, Sam Gedalia, are Kabbalah Satsibur. But once again, from the tour, it seems to be that it goes back Chayovim Hakale Esanais, Mitkolas Neviim, Umedivrei Kabbalah. So what they weren't Mekabel, they were Mekabel. What they were Mekabel has the Chumrah of Divrei Neviim. How about Tisha B'Av Nidche? To what degree is Tisha B'Av Nidche easier than other days of Tisha B'Av when it's Chal on Tisha B'Av? So this year, as last year, Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos. Shavuos HaBetamiz was Nidche and Tisha B'Av is Nidche. There are 2 different ways to understand Tisha B'Av Nidche. Tanis Dav Chof Tes in Bavli. Same Gemara appears Megillah Dav Hei in Yerushalmi. The Gemara tells the tragic story of Chorban Habayis. B'Shevi B'Av Nechnesu Oyevim Lahechol V'Ochlu V'Kilkelu B'Tishi'i B'Av L'Itoisei Erev Etzitu Et Ha'ur V'Hoyu Ha'Heichal Hoylech V'Doylech Kol Ha'Yoyim Asiri B'Av. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if I would be there, I would be metaken instead of Tisha B'Av Asiri B'Av Sheboi B'Yom Nisraf Ruboi Shalaheichal. And the Gemara says, so why were the Chachom metaken Tisha B'Av? That is Tchilas HaPeronis. And therefore, Tchilas HaPeronis, that was when the terrible tragedy started. And therefore, they instituted Tisha B'Av and not Asir B'Av. So there is room to argue that when Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, B'dinu Shiyovoi Asora B'Av V'yitol Scharo. No, it's not really Schar. Yitol Mekomo. So maybe when we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, we fast on Asora B'Av in its own merit. Not only as a tashlumin or as a nidche, but when we cannot fast on Tisha B'Av, it is then that we lean on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would be there, I would suggest Asora B'Av should be the day, not Tisha B'Av. Because that is the day in which Nisraf Ruboi Shalhecha. The Turi Evin actually has this idea in Megillah Daf Hei, and the Turi Evin asks, the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Hei, Tisha B'Av Shechal is B'Shabbos, is Nidche L'Echod B'Shabbos. And why not before Shabbos? Agdum Eporanus Lo Magdeminan. And therefore, Purim, we put before Shabbos, because it's a Yom of Simcha. But days of mourning and tragedy, we prefer to push off. Agdume poranusa lo magdeminan. And the Torah even asks, why doesn't the Gemara give a more reasonable explanation? If it cannot be Tisha B'Av, it should be Asor B'Av. Because that is the day in which the Beis Mikdash actually was consumed by fire. Wouldn't that be a more reasonable explanation why it's Asor B'Av and not Shmini or Shvi B'Av? Says the Torah even, but B'Shvi B'Av, nechnesu leichel va'achlu v'kilkelu, and that is when the terrible bezoyin started. That was the real beginning of the tragedy, and therefore there is room in Svara to argue. Yes, you could make it a surabav because nisafu b'shalechel, but you could also make it shmini ba'av because that is when the oivim were already in the heichel, v'achlu v'kilkelu. So we do find this Svara in Turei Eben, but the Ksav Sofer in Siman Kuf Aleph Tshuvas Ksav Sofer quotes in the name of his great father, the Chasam Sofer, an amazing idea. Brings us back to Megillah Daf Hei. Bikesh Rebbe Laker Tisha B'Av. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, how could that be? Ein Bezen Yuchal Avat L'Divrei Bezen Chaveri Enem Ken God L'Amene B'Chochum V'Minyan. Nevi'ei Yisroel were metaken dalat soymes. How did Rebbe think that he has the power to be oike Tisha B'Av? And the Gemara says, no. The Kavona is, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabes, is Nidche Li'echad B'Shabes, Rebbe argued, Kivin Shenidche Nidche. And the Gemara says, the Havamina was a mistake. And the Ksav Sofer quotes in the name of his great father, the Chasam Sofer, why does the Gemara say the Havamina was a mistake? Maybe Rebbe had two different ideas, two different stages. He suggested, first of all, to be Oike Tisha B'Av, and then the Chachamim said, this is impossible, we don't have the power to do that. Then he said, then at least, let's be Oike Tisha B'Av, it falls on Shabbos, and it's Nitchili Le'echot B'Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer suggests maybe Rebbe's original idea was Lakor Tisha B'Av, V'Letchot Le'echot B'Shabbos, L'Asur B'Av. That is what Tosfos says. Tosfos said, according to the Havamina, there was no Havamina that Rebbe Bechlal wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. That would seem insane. The Beis HaMikdash was Cholov. Why should be Yoke Tisha B'Av? So Tosfos explains, the Havamina was that Rebbe Svira Leike Rebbe Yochanan, that we should make Tisha B'Av instead of Tisha B'Av Asur B'Av. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, Ein Beis Niuchalak Diva Beis Nchaveroi. So Rebbe suggested, so if Tisha B'Av is Chalei B'Shabbos, we should be Mevatel. So the Chasam Sofer asks, maybe Rebbe had two different ideas, two different stages. Idea number one was rejected, and then he suggested idea number two. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Ksav Sofer quotes the Chasam Sofer. No, idea number one and idea number two contradict one another. Can be that Rebbe suggested them both. Because idea number one is based on the assumption that Asura B'Av into itself should be a day of mourning. So why would Rebbe suggest if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos to totally discard Tisha B'Av? If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then Asura B'Av should be the day. And therefore, idea number one and idea number two don't go together. I still would argue, maybe, Rebbe's Havamina was Asura B'Av is the day. But when the Chachomim argued differently, Rebbe submitted to Das Chachomim and he said, well, if you're right, if Tisha B'Av is the only day and Asur B'Av is only Tashlumin, maybe we should do away with it altogether. So Behechleach, that was the Kabbalah of Chazal. And Chazal had the Kabbalah that all Rebbe had in mind originally was Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, Kivin the Nidcha. So we do find this idea in the Turei Eben and in the Chasam Sofer that maybe if we can't fast on Tisha B'Av because it falls on Shabbos, we should fast on Asura B'Av in its own right. Unlike the other Yemei Tzayim, which is merely a din of Nidcha. The Ksav Sofer suggests maybe that is the machloikis between the Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Tet. Aveles Detzina, is it Noyegan Shabbos if Tisha B'Av Ischal B'Shabbos? Well, this is a machloikis. The Machaber is Makel, and the Machaber says Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. It's not Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, the Ramo is Machmir. So the Ksav Sofer argues Shittas HaMachaber is based on the assumption, on the understanding, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then we prefer Rabbi Yochanan's idea, Asor Abav. Asor Abav in its own right. And therefore, Tisha B'Av is not Tisha B'Av. Asor Abav takes the place of Tisha B'Av. So even Avedas B'Sin is not Noig on Shabbos. The Ramo maintains no. Tisha B'Av Nidcha is just like Shavuos HaBetam is Nidcha. Just like any other Tzayim Nidcha. And therefore, Tisha B'Av essentially is Tisha B'Av. But Avedas Tefarhesia, that is Nidcha to Sunday. And actually, the Ksav Sofer wasn't aware, but that is what we find in Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Kuf Chof. The Rashba is of the opinion, that is the opinion of the Mechaber. Tisha B'Av Shechari is B'Shabbos, Afilu Aveles Ditzino Einoi Noheg Boi. And the Rashba specifies, because when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it is Asura B'Av in its own right, that is the day of Tzayim, the day of Tanis and the day of mourning, and not Tisha B'Av. We find a different machlokes, and maybe Hoba Hotalia. Maybe these two arguments are dependent one on the other. And that is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. The Mechaber brings two different opinions regarding the Chumar of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, according to Chazal, that is the only time of Avelis. The Ramo brings Minig Ashkenaz, we start from Shavuos HaBetames. We start from Tishas Ayomim, from Rish Chodesh. But according to the Mechaber, it's only Shavuos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And the Mechaber brings two opinions when Tisha B'Av is Chali as B'Shabbos. Do we have Shavuos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? The opinion number one is, no, there is no Shavuos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Because the second week, Shavuos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is only days before Tisha B'Av, not the days after. After Tisha B'Av, it's over. The week before is not Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber brings opinion number two. The week before is Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Obviously, that would be the same machlokes. If we say when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, actually the Tzayim moves over to Asur B'Av, because Rubei Shalhecha Nesrav Basur B'Av, then the week before would not be Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. But if we say it's merely a Nidcha, like Shavuos HaBetames, like Tzom Gedalia, like any other Tzayim that is Nidcha, then the week before should be Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And if that is right, then the Mechaber goes L'Shitosoi. Because the Mechaber in Siman Tov, Kuf, Nun Aleph brings two opinions. First opinion, the lenient one, B'Stama. The harsher one, Yesh Oimrim. And that is one of the Klolim in Shulchan Aruch. Shita Rishoyne B'Stama, Shita Basro B'Yesh Oimrim, Halochik Shita Rishoyne. So the Mechaber goes L'Shitosoi that there is no Avelis B'Tzina in Shabbos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. If we're right, then the Mechaber is L'Shitosoi, and the Yerushalmi is L'Shitosoi. Because in Megillah Daf Hei, Yerushalmi tells the same tragic story that we find in Bavli and Tanas Daf Choftes. B'Shvi Yibav Nechnesu Oivim Lahechal, V'Ochlu, V'Kilkalo, B'Tisha B'Av Etzitu Ata'ur. The Beis Hamikdash actually was burnt and reduced to ashes on Asur B'Av. So Yerushalmi is brought Megillah Daf Hei. What does it have to do with Megillah Daf Hei? That is where the Mishnah says, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos Nitchali Yom Rishon. So obviously the Yerushalmi uses this fact to explain why Tisha B'Av is Nitchali Yom Rishon. Because Rubi Shalhechal Nitzraf B'Yom Rishon. And that is why we find in Yerushalmi in Tanas Daf Chofei Umid Beis that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there is no Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So the Yerushalmi L'Shitosoi, Megillah Daf Hei, Tanas Daf Chofei, Shulchan Aruch L'Shitosoi, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, and Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. However, I feel this is important because in Lamdis we have this tendency, Ho Beho Talia, but it is not necessarily so. Both in the Maharil and in the Mordechai, both are Machmer Aveles Betzina, B'Tisha B'Av Shechali Yes B'Shabbos. Both are makel that there is no Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So obviously these two aloches are not necessarily dependent one on another. And we could still argue Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is only if Tisha B'Av is Noyeg Bo To Shavua. However, regarding the question of Avelis Detzina after all, Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, even when we observe Asar B'Av. So it is not necessarily Ha B'Ha Tal. Coming back to the basic question which we began the shiur with, so how do we define the tzeimus in our day and age? When Chazal say, Bizman melchama tzom, Bizman shalom simcha, Bizman she'ein lo melchama v'lo yisholem rotzo mesanem rotzo einem mesanem, does that depend on each and every generation? Well, today, Baruch Hashem, after 2,000 years, we were zeichet to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And we're sitting in Yerushalayim, and we're learning Torah in Yerushalayim, and Baruch Hashem, the land is wonderful and is being built. Most places in the world, Jews live in relative calm, going back 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. So, would the din of the Dalet Tzoymes be dependent on every day and age, in every era, in every generation? No, I don't think so. I wrote a very basic yesod in Mincha Soshet Devorim Simen Yud Azavav. I wrote it very bekitzer, but I think it is one of the most important and fundamental assumptions and axioms and ideas in Torah Shabbat Peh. And the first to take this agadata and turn it into a fundamental halachic concept was the Chazon Ish in Yoredei Simen Hei. Ani HaKotan broadened and deepened the scope of this idea to a far greater extent. So three times in Shas, and Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, and Sanhedrin of Tzadik Zayin, the Gemara says, Shit Alfin Shnin Havi Alma. The world as we know it, in its present form, will exist 6,000 years. That is what Chazal teaches. Alpayim Shnois Toihu. Alpayim Shnois Toiro. Alpayim Shnois Yemois HaMoshiach. The Chazon Ish in Yoredei Simen Hei deals with Chai Treifas. The Gemara says Treifa Lo Chaye. And in Tshuva Sar Ashban and Rambam, they already contemplate, because even in their time, 900 years ago, they observed the Treifas, and it doesn't seem to fit in with what Chazal say. Many of the Treifas, these animals could live many years, and there are other blemishes that will shorten the life of animals that are not included in Chai Treifas. So the Rashba contemplates and deals with the issue, and the Rambam has his opinion. The Chazon Ish says, Chazal, they had the duty to observe the Metzius at the culmination of Alpayim Shnois Torah. And whatever they saw, and they were metaken, is no longer changeable. Alpayim Shnois Torah has halachic significance, says the Chazon Ish. So what Chazal determined with the information that they had in their day and age, that is Torah Shebal Peh Ad Sof Kol HaDayos. And therefore, if Chazal in their day and age determined these are the treifas which cannot live, it is no longer relevant what we understand, what we know, and what we see in our day and age. So the Chazon Ish deals with one specific area, Chai Treifas. But I think this is a very fundamental idea, and it covers many areas in Torah Shebal Peh. For instance, what I wrote in Mincha Soshet Devorim Simen Yud, that simen deals with Kriyas Shema. So the Gemara says, when is Sof Zman Kriyas Shema, Zman Kimas Malachim. So why shouldn't we make a survey once in 10 years, checking out all the kings and the nobles in the world? When do they get up? I think we might be in for some interesting surprises. So 2,000 years ago, the kings really worked hard. They had a real difficult job to do. Most of their energies was just killing everybody that might threaten them and just keeping their lives intact. Today, most of the kings work by night. They go to ceremonies. They go to balls. They don't have much to do in the mornings. So maybe kings today get up, not besof Gimel Shos, but besof Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Shos. So maybe we should change Zman Kriya Shema according to the surveys. When is Zman Kimas Malachim? Who are the kings today? Ain't many of them left in our modern age of liberal democracies. So I say no. It was a pshitas for Chazal that Zman Kriya Shema cannot change every 10 years or every 20 years. These fundamental halachas of Torah Shebal Peh were all determined in Alpayim Shnois Torah. The Chazon Ish writes Alpayim Shnois Torah coincides with Chasimus HaTalmud. In my understanding, no, coincides closer to Chasimus HaMishnah. But it still makes sense, because the Talmud essentially is a biur and a perish of the Mishnah. But the halachas were instituted b'tkufis ha-Mishnah, b'zman ha-Tanoim, and not b'zman ha-Miroim. So I think it even makes more sense, according to what I checked out, Alpayim Shnois Torah culminates, more or less coincides with Chasimus b'tkufis ha-Mishnah. And I think this is a very fundamental yesod in Torah Shebal Peh, and it also has a shaychus with the Dalet Soimis. It doesn't depend on every generation, Rotzo Mesanim, Rotzo Sheinim Mesanim. It was Chachmei ha-Mishnah. That is the aside of Torah Shebal Peh, and they determine that Sof Kol HaDoiros, whether the Dalet Soimis are intact, whether they still are obligatory, or they would be voluntary. And it is Vizman HaMishnah that they determined that Kiblu Al Atzmom Dalet Soimis, and that is a Kabbalah at Sof Kol HaDoiros, and therefore it is no longer relevant whether it's Vizman Malchoma, or Vizman Sholom, or Vizman She'enoi Loi Malchoma V'loi Sholom. Kach Nerelani is Daiti. Halacha L'maisa, dealing with Tisha B'Av Nidche, to what degree are we Meikel? Most of the Poiskim were very Meikel with Tisha B'Av Nidche. Based on Tovkuf Nun Tes, the Torah quotes the Yavetz, one of the Rishonim. And the Yavetz says, when Tisha B'Av is Nidche, the Baal Bris could eat on Tisha B'Av afternoon. And he proves this halacha from the Gemara Neidim and Daf Mem Aleph. We are Bnei Bonav Shal Sanov Ben Binyamin, Korban Eitzim is Yom Tiv Shalonu, and therefore they ate on Tisha B'Av Nidche in the afternoon. So the Yavetz writes, a Baal Simcha could eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. What we learn from the Yavetz quoted by the Torah is Tisha B'Av Nidche is more lenient than Shavuos HaBetamis or Asor HaBetavis, which are not Nidche. And therefore, Tshuvos Shavuos Yankiv, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Zayin, says that a Cholek Tzas could eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. Hadvorim Kal V'Chaymer Mebal Bris. Baal Bris can't eat another Tzaymis, and he does eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. Choyle Sheim B'Sekona, Choyle K'tzas, Shechanoch says, Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, that B'mukum Choyli Loi Gozru Rabbonon, and therefore Tisha B'Av Nidche, even a Choyle K'tzas, could eat. That's the Psak of the Shavuos Yankiv. Some Achroinim argue against the Shavuos Yankiv, but the Shavuos Yankiv has a source in the Mogen Avraham. Tov Kuf Nun Tet Siv Kot Nyud Aleph. On one hand, the Mogen Avraham says, Nagu Shebal Bris Mis Ana Antisha B'Av Nidche. But the same Mogen Avraham, Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, says, Yoledes Toich Lamed, Gerit Antisha B'Av Nidche, Kal V'Choymer, from Baal Bris. Even though the Mogen Avraham says the Minig is to be Machmer, but Baal Bris is a Minig Lachmer. But Yoledes Toich Lamed, or Achoyle, according to Mogen Avraham, Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Shavuos Yankiv, Chelek Gimel Lamed Zayin, they could eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. So the Mogen Avraham goes against the Tur and the Yavetz, and he writes, no, the Minig is to be Machmer for a Baal Simcha. Yeshuas Yankiv, 200 years after the Mogen Avraham, amazing, Sif Koten Hay, he wonders, how could the Mogen Avraham be Chelek on the Tur, when the Tur doesn't bring any Chelek? And he says, Minig Mogen Avraham Lachmer, Minig Didan Lahokam. And that's a big chiddush in my eyes. The Yeshuas Yankiv is made that in Lemberg, in Galicia, 200 years ago, they were maker for a Baal Bris to eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. On the other hand, Shilas Yavetz, who was also known as the Yavetz, Yavetz Min Achroinim, goes against the Yavetz Min Arishoinim. And he wonders, how could we be maker on Tisha B'Av Nidche for a Baal Bris? Korban Eitzim is a Yom Tov Medivrei Neviim, but a Baal Bris? Why shouldn't he eat the Suda Motzi Tisha B'Av? Why do we have to eat on Tisha B'Av? So Rabbi Yaakov M supports the meaning of the Mogen Avraham. The Yeshua Yaakov supports the Torah. But regarding Chayla, most of the Achronim quoted the Yeshua Yaakov, including the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kiva Egi brings the Yeshua Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes. And therefore, there is definitely room for leniency for a chayla to eat on Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. Maharasha Levi, Chelik Beis, Simen Beis, as chaylik on the Shivus Yankiv. And he writes, we cannot be makel either for a yeldas or for a chayla Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. Once again, this might depend on the two basic approaches to Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. Is it like other tzoymes Nitzchim? Or maybe it is harsher than Avet Tzoymes, because Asor Abav was a day of terrible tragedy in its own. But we do have different opinions. And Rav Achronim are Mekel, Keshittas HaShivus Yankiv, that Mokam Choyli, we could be Mekel, and Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. So that is a separate discussion, which we won't get into today at length. So a Choyli that doesn't need to eat on Tisha B'Av Nitzcha, does he make up Dolo or not? So the Rosh says there is no Abdol on Tisha B'Av. The word Metak and Abdol on Tisha B'Av. The Ramban. However, most Achronim Paskin, and that is my psak as well, that if a person does need to eat on Tisha B'Av, he should make Abdol. And if a lady needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, should she make Abdol? Lechatchila, we are machmir that Noshim should not say Abdol, because it's a machlik, is whether Noshim are chayiv in Abdol. So my psak is, if a woman needs to eat, then her husband should make Avdolah for her, and she should drink the wine. And then Matzah Tisha B'Av does not have to make Avdolah once again, because he was Yaitza with Avdolah that he makes for her, even though she drinks the wine and not him. So that is my psak. So today we discussed two basic concepts. One is the status of all the tzaymis, bismanazeh. Besides Tisha B'Av, is it Minag or it has the Chumrah of Tekonos Nevi'im? We brought different sources, and then we discussed at length the din of Tisha B'Av Nidcha. Is it like other Tzoymes Nidchim or essentially different? Which brings us to one last question, which is a very interesting one. A Kotten She'egia Le'Bar Mitzvah Sunday, is he Chayiv B'Tzoym Tisha B'Av? Two great Gedolim of the same day and age, the Avnei Nezer in Poland and the Maharsham in Galicia. Avnei Nezer or Chaim Tov Chovov, the Masham Chele Gimel Simeshin Samach Gimel. Both argue what it depends on the two basic approaches. If we say when Tisha B'Av Chal B'Shabbos, then Asor HaB'Av is in its own right the day of mourning and the day of Tzoyim, because a Heichal Nisraf Bo, then a Kotten She'egia L'Mitzvah Sunday is Chayiv B'Tzom. But if we say it's a Nitcha like any other Nitcha, then it's like Tashlumin, then he wouldn't be Chayiv B'Tzom. I don't think they're right. On one hand, even if we say yes, and this Svora has a source in Tshuva Sarashba, as I quoted in the beginning of this year, regarding Avelis Tzina, Tshuva Sarashba Chelak Alef Tov Chuf Chof. Even if we say, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Asur HaB'Av is the day in its own merit, it still is a Nidcha. After all, Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Yochanan says, theoretically, if I would be there, I would suggest differently. But the Chachomim that were there, and they were Nevi'i Yisroel, they understood that Tchilas HaPeron is Odif. So it is, after all, a Nidcha. Rabbi Bikesh Lakor, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, according to the Havimina, Rabbi had the same idea of Rabbi Yochanan, but his opinion was totally rejected. So regardless of what the definition is, a Nidcha, after all, is a Nidcha. But on the other hand, Nidcha and Tashlumen are two totally different concepts. And I think this is confusion, assuming that Nidcha is Tashlumen. It's not the same. Tashlumen is always something for the individual. Person that didn't bring the Korban Shavuos has Tashlumen called Shiva. You forgot to daven, you have Tashlumen. You have Tashlumen for Tefillah. You couldn't even call Maria on the first day, you have Tashlumen, you could bring it for 7 days. Tzoyim Nitche is not Tashlumen. Well, basically there's a similarity. But when Chachomim were metaken lekol Beis Yisrael, Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos is Nitche v'Yom Rishon, then Yom Rishon is the day. And therefore, to me, it's a pshitas that a boy that becomes a mitzvah on Sunday, Vadei Chayev Me'ikar Adin Kebar Chiyuva, to fast on Sunday. And I think this is confusing the concept of Tashlumin with the concept of Nitche. It is not the same. When Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, nobody has Tisha B'Av in Shabbos. And for Kol Beis Yisrael, Sunday is the day of Tzoyim, and therefore Pshitali, Kotn Shegil HaMitzvahs V'Yoyim Rishon, Chayev Le'Hes'anois K'Kol HaGedoylem, like any other member of Klal Yisrael, that is a Bar Chiyuv. So we started off today's shiur with a Posek in Novi. Perek Chesav Zechariyahu, Tzom Raviv, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi, Tzom Asiri. Yihu LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosim VeLeSimcha, LeMoedim Tovim, VeHu Emes VeHasholem Aheivu. What does the Reisha of the Posek have to do with the Seifa? The Reisha is a brocha, an expression of hope, a haftocha, a promise, that these tragic days of mourning ultimately will be transformed into day of joy and festival. And then the pasuk goes on, V'hu emes v'sholem aheivu. What does it have to do with the reish? So I always felt, it is as if the Navi says, yes, I promise, these days will be transformed into days of sosin v'simchan moedim toivim. And you want to know when. The Navi says, I cannot tell you when, but I will tell you how. Ka'asher v'u emes v'asholem aheivu. Why? Because we started today's shiur with the Rambam. And the Rambam, when he writes the dinim of Dalet Zayin, Perikein hilchestaniyos, the Rambam writes, Yesh shom yomim shekol Yisrael mis'anem behem me'pnei atzorei she'iru behem kedei la'oirer halavavois v'leftoyach darkei hatshuv v'yiez ezekoren lemaseinu aroim v'masei aviseinu shayu kemaseinu ad shegaram lehem v'nanu otam atzorot shebezichroin devorem elu nashuv lehitiv Shenemar v'hisvadu es avoinam v'es avoin avoisam. The Rambam teaches us that these are not merely days of remembrance. It is not only days of mourning in which we deal with memories from the distant past. No. Primarily, these should be days of repentance. Leftoyach halavavois bedarkei Hachuv. You probably all remember the Mame Chazal. Kol dor shelo nivna beis hamikdash biyamav. Kilu chorav biyamav? No, that's not in Chazal. What actually Chazal do say is in Yerushalmi Daf Hei in Masechet Yoma. Kol dor shelo nivna beis hamikdash biyamav malan olav kiilu hu hechrivo. Ki'ilu hu hechrivo. I think that is a harsher formulation than ki'ilu chorav biyamav. Chorav biyamav happened. No, it didn't just happen. You bear responsibility. Malan olav ki'ilu hu hechrivo. Because the same tragic state of affairs that was prevalent in those days, which brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash, is still with us. To use the Loshon of Chazal, Hi shechrivu es beiseinu, v'sarfu es hecholeinu, ועדיין מרקדס בינינו. So in these days we have to do tshuva. Do tshuva about what? Primarily about those avedas that brought about Churban Habayis. When we rectify those, we will be zeiche to binyan habayis. So what caused Churban Habayis Rishon? Twice Yushas, Bav Metzia Pehei, Ledoron Pehalav, Chazal say, Tov ezel nisha lachachomem, lenevihem, lamalach yeshuas, velo pirshuo, עד שהקודש ברוך הוא פירש על עוזבא מסתרוסי, שלא ברוך הוא בתואר התחילו. And the Ran explains in the Doron Peyalef, לא יהויסו התואר החשוב בעיניהם ולא עסקו בה לשמה. There was a lack of love for התואר. And that brought about the downfall and the tragedy and the deterioration of the most fundamental mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael, which ultimately led to Churban Beis HaMikdash. There was a lack of Ahavas Torah. ולא עסקו בתורה לשמה, ולא היסו התורה חשוב בעיניהם. That brought about the destruction of the Bayis HaRishon. What brought about Churban Bayis Shaini? The Gemara says in Yom Daftes, and Yerushalmi Yom Davav. They were lomdei Torah and Chassidim v'anshei Maase. Sinas Chinam. That brought about the Churban Bayis Shaini. So the Novi says, V'hu emes v'hasholoim ahevo. Ein emes el ha-Torah. Chesom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emesu, and the Torah is Torah's emes. So the Navi says, yes, I promise these days ultimately we will be transformed to days of joy and happiness. When? V'hu emes ehavu v'ashalom ehavu. When you will rectify those very things that brought about the Churban of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, it is then that you will be zeichah. So each and every year, in the 3 weeks, in these days of mourning and sorrow, we have to deal with these issues. Mechazek Torah, more kviyasitim la Torah, more shiurei Torah, more avas Torah, more simchas Torah, and far more avas leim and kvoit chaverim. Ish esreyev yezoiru, veloach evyoi mechazak. Bringing Klal Yisrael together. Shenira malo is chavareinu v'loi chesroinim, as Leber HaMelech writes in his famous tefillah. That is the ikar avoida of the 3 weeks. V'hu emes v'asholom ahevo. It is then that we will be zoicha l'divrei anavi. Tzoyim ha-ravi v'tzoyim ha-chamishi, tzoyim ha-shvi v'tzoyim ha-asiri, yiu l'beis Yehuda l'sosoin, ולשמחו ולמויד עם טויבים בבי אז גויל צדק במהירו ביומנו אמן. ברוך השם, I forgot to say at the beginning of this year, I am a Baal Simcha. Last week a new Sefer Minchaso came out, Shalosh Tshuvos Chelek Gimel, and that is my 27th Sefer. So I said in my shul last week, I don't think I know anybody that has 27 kids. I know some large families, but I don't think I know anyone that has 27 children. But I do assume that if you have 27 children, you still love them all. And you still are happy with each and every one of them. So it's my 27th Sefer, and it's still a Gevaldige Simcha, and I give a Hidoya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ko Yitan Hashem v'Ko Yosef. We should all be, all together, have this chus for many more wonderful years to come. La Hagdol Torah u'la Adira.